Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is live here in hour number three. How are you? It's Monday, the, what is today, 26th, I think? Yeah, 26th of June. Little proof of life. It's me. It's me. 2023. See, it's me. It's really me. June 26, 2023. The year of the King of America, Wayne Allen Root. So I think this is such an interesting story. I know Russia should be the biggest story, or Biden's crime should be the biggest story. And Russia is a huge story. I mean, that was almost a coup. That's the way a coup is run, by the way. Not January 6th, a peaceful protest, and then they wave you in the building and they put you in jail for years. That's not a coup, okay? A coup is when you have an army of savage mercenaries who kill everything in their way, and they take over a nuclear base, and then they're heading for your capital, and they're going to kill the president. That's a coup. And it just stopped. Isn't that weird? Doesn't everybody find that just weird? It just stopped. Why? 2 hours outside of Moscow, they just stopped. So I don't know. My theory is, first of all, I don't think it's a theory. The CIA paid for this. Of course, our fingers are everywhere involved in this. You know, our fingers are in the pie. Believe me. We absolutely were the ones who paid the Wagner Group to do this. And I hear we paid $6.2 billion. $6.2 billion was paid to a group of mercenaries to attack the Kremlin and to take Putin out, right? And then they just stopped. Why? And the only answer I can come up with, because if they were scared of Putin, they never would have done it in the first place. It can't be because they suddenly got scared of Putin. You know, if Putin said, I'm aiming a nuke at you right now and I'm going to nuke you, well, they would have thought of that and never done it in the first place. Of course he could nuke you. He could hit you with a ballistic missile. He could do whatever he wants to do. He's Putin. He's got the Russian army. So, you know, I can't imagine it was fear of Putin, because then they should have been afraid of Putin and never done it in the first place. So I think that they took their $6 billion and then they just walked away. They just stole the $6 billion from the CIA. They committed as much of a coup to make it look like a coup, and then they turned away. And they kept their $6 billion, or they split it with Putin. And the two of them are now laughing at the United States, because they made it like they were the enemy of Putin, and maybe they're his buddy, and they split the loot. And Putin got $3 billion to add to his $100 billion. He's supposedly the richest man in the world, so maybe he's got $200 billion. Right? I think you have to have about $200 billion to be the richest man in the world now. So maybe that he added $3 billion, and he laughs because it came from the CIA of America, and it was supposed to be used to kill him, and he grabbed half it. And maybe the Wagner Group kept the other $3 billion. And together they both made billions. And they're laughing at us now. But, you know, the joke may be on the Wagner Group, because Putin is so ruthless, and in order to keep power now, because he looks like a toothless fool now, he looks like a guy who was going to, you know, about to run for his life and about to lose his country, so he can't rule with an iron fist anymore unless he kills everybody involved. So now that he split the loot with the Wagner Group, maybe he'll just kill everybody involved in the Wagner Group. I don't know. I would say if I was in the Wagner Group, I would not be sleeping very well tonight. I can tell you that. What's the guy's name? Yevgeny Prigozhin? What'd you say, Chris? How do you pronounce the last name? Prigozhin. There we go. I got it right. Prigozhin. What do you know? I got it right. I'm good at a lot of things. I'm a good talker. I'm not good at pronouncing foreign names at all. Man, I cannot pronounce Chinese names and my life depended on it. And the Russian names aren't so easy either, and some of the Muslim names are hard to pronounce. But Vladimir Putin is a ruthless killer of his political foes. So why is the one guy he didn't kill, this guy Prigozhin? Why? And maybe he's going to kill him. Like I say, maybe he has to kill him now. But I'm just telling you that it's pretty funny that, you know, he was able to do all this and he didn't kill him. And maybe, just maybe, it's because they're partners and they stole the money from the USA. Matter of fact, Kim.com gave his take on the Wagner coup in Russia, intimating that Wagner boss may have collected billions from the CIA to stage a coup and then abort the coup. So, and several observers, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman, have speculated the Wagner coup may have had U.S. backing. Right. Well, that's what I say. I say the CIA paid for this, and somehow this guy either ripped them off or he's actually partners with Putin and he's laughing at us. I don't know. You know, nobody knows, obviously, except the CIA, how it happened. But my guess is they made fools of us once again. And the Biden administration has their tail between their legs. I'm a big believer that the COVID vaccine is a killer. And I'm a big believer that I had an influence on President Trump. I wanted to make sure I said that before the show was up. I was the guy who wrote the column last week that Trump should use RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy Jr., to win the presidency by naming, you know, by saying if Trump wins, he will name Bobby Kennedy to be, he was a lawyer, an environmental lawyer, and a vaccine expert, and he will name him to be the special counsel in an investigation of Big Pharma and the vaccines and the vaccine manufacturers and Dr. Fauci and the cover-up. And I think Trump would win so many friends doing that. He would convert so many people to Trump backers, and he's got to be on the right side of this vaccine. He's got to be on the right side of Bobby Kennedy. And all of a sudden, out of the blue today, what does Trump say? Oh, I like Bobby Kennedy. I like RFK Jr. I like him, and his heart's in the right place. He's a good guy. And, you know, everyone I know, when I told him that he's got to make friends with RFK and use him to win the presidency, everyone said to me, never going to happen. Trump hates him. He hates Trump. Never going to happen. And then sure enough, all of a sudden, Trump does that. Well, I sent my column directly to Trump's office, and then I let off my show on Saturday, which I'm sure Trump watches from time to time. He used to say he watched my Newsmax show all the time, so I'm sure he watches my Real America's Voice show. And I let off with my commentary about Trump teaming up with RFK Jr. And suddenly Trump says nice things about RFK for the first time ever. So I think I had an influence on President Trump, and I'm very proud of that. I really am. All right, now I move on to 41-year-old model and Hollywood actress Katerina Pavlik ended her life at an assisted suicide clinic in Basel, Switzerland, on June 14th, just a week ago, due to the COVID-19 booster industry, vaccine booster injuries. This is happening all across America, and no one's saying anything, and the media, total blackout. No one wants to talk about all the people whose lives have been ruined by the COVID vaccine. It is a killer. It is a killing machine. Here was her last comment on social media. Katerina Pavlik, a Slovakian model and Hollywood actress. Hi, guys. Over the last 10 days, I became severely ill again, homebound, unable to do anything. My body's too weak to fight this illness. I have no more strength, so I made the decision to end my life at Pegasus Association in Switzerland. I was diagnosed with untreatable chronic neurological illness caused by booster jab on top of having respiratory ALS. I believe that is the Lou Gehrig's disease, right? ALS? This illness made me disabled, unable to work or have social life, unable to enjoy life at all. Breathing has become more and more difficult and painful for me, and my lung function has been declining. Thank you for all your friendship and support over the last year. The booster jab I received a year ago destroyed my health, my body, and my life completely. There's no other way to end my suffering other than the decision I made, and she committed suicide. So much for the COVID jab. What a joke. I mean, it's an absolute travesty. It's so sad that anybody is still getting this COVID jab, that anybody doesn't know, that any parent is allowing or making their kids get it. It is sick. It is just absolutely sick. What is the matter with people that they don't know this? Unbelievable. Let's move on to hatred of white people, because that's always a big topic with me, and it's going on all over the world, not just the United States. You know, this overwhelming need to make everybody gay superior to all of us and transgender superior, and this overwhelming need to make black people superior to white people, not equal. I want equality. I'm with Martin Luther King. I want equality, not superiority. I don't want whites to be superior. I don't want blacks to be superior. But evidently, liberals in Hollywood are so guilt-ridden and self-hating. They just hate white people. This whole critical race theory is part of that. And here in New Zealand, here's a story in New Zealand. Surgeons in Auckland, New Zealand are disgusted over a new policy rolled out in February which requires them to address historical disparities in healthcare access for the Maori and Pacific Island communities, which will be factored into new ranking system that determines priority for surgical procedures. According to leaked documents obtained by the New Zealand Herald, the new initiative uses an equity adjuster score algorithm to assign priority based on clinical urgency, waitlist duration, geographic location, ethnicity, and level of deprivation. Meaning if you're black and poor, if you're some sort of a Pacific Island community, they feel like American blacks has been, you know, hounded, harassed, discriminated against, biased against, prejudiced against. You get higher rankings. If you're poor, you get higher rankings. And European New Zealanders and other ethnicities, meaning white Europeans, are downranked. Several surgeons spoke with the newspaper. They said, disgusted by the new system. It's ethically challenging to treat anyone based only on their race. It's a medical condition that must establish the urgency of treatment. There's no place for elitism in medicine. And we are disturbed by these developments. Basically, what they're saying is if you're white, you can wait. And if you happen to die, it's okay. Because the black person or the person of color, the minority, deserves to be in line ahead of you for the surgery. Sick. Last thing I'll say in this segment, box office analyst estimates Disney has lost almost $900 million in their last 8 studio releases. Thank my book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book. We are going after the woke companies.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, My Pillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off. But you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription. Plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. How safe is your money? In the wake of multiple bank failures, financial experts warn that we could be facing a systemic banking crisis that might just end in catastrophic collapse, which could decimate your savings. And guess who will pay for the bailouts either way? You! Worst of all, government solution is central bank digital currency. If Big Brother doesn't like what you do or say or buy, banks could shut off access to your money. And if that's not scary enough, inflation is destroying the value of your savings every day. That's why so many people are choosing to diversify into gold and silver.
protect their wealth. After all, gold and silver are like wealth insurance against economic crisis. Call Goldgate Capital right now at 855-770-GOLD to discover how physical gold and silver can help protect your savings and protect you from financial disaster. Just say war for Wayne Alaroot to get up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate Capital at 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Raw and unfiltered.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne Alaroot, over two-thirds of voters say Biden not physically or mentally fit to be president of the United States. I thought it was really smart, brilliant. Over the weekend, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Bobby Kennedy Jr., just happened to leak photos of himself working out at Gold's Gym in Los Angeles, and the guy is the body of a Greek god. I almost thought it was a fake picture. I thought they took his head and put it on Arnold Schwarzenegger at the age of 20's body. This guy looks like a bodybuilder, 20 years old, and he's 69 years old. Bobby Kennedy, I've never seen a body on a 69-year-old man like that. I thought I was in the best shape of any over 60-year-old around, but this guy blows me away, and I was in shock. But think about the effect that just had on Democrat voters. They look at a guy who at the age of 69 looks like a Greek god at 29, and he's running against an old man with diapers who goes poo-poo and pee-pee in his pants. And so no one's going to vote for Biden, and I think Bobby Kennedy will take the lead in that race very soon. And I believe, these are my predictions, that the deep state will never, they hate Bobby Kennedy Jr. worse than they hate Donald Trump because of his stance on vaccines and the deep state and Ukraine. I mean, he even goes a step beyond Trump. You know where he goes? To Wayne Alaroot. Huh? It's as if Wayne Root was running for president on the Democrat ticket. And the deep state would want to kill me. Well, they want to kill Bobby Kennedy. They're never going to let this guy win the nomination. Now, I don't know if they're going to kill him, but I think they're going to put Gavin Newsom, and I think they're going to put Michelle Obama in the race, one or the other or both, and they're going to stop him at all costs. They don't care what they have to do. Remember, Bernie Sanders, in my opinion, won twice, and they made sure that they rigged the Democrat primary so Bernie couldn't win. Bernie won, trust me, twice, and they screwed him. And Bernie didn't complain about it because they gave him millions of dollars and they gave him a home And he had no money, so all of a sudden he got rich. He was worth millions overnight. So Bernie shut his mouth. Isn't that typical of a communist? Here's a communist complaining about money and capitalism and hates people with money, and now he's worth millions. And he got it because he beat Hillary, and he really, you know, beat Biden as well. But they keep rigging these races so that he can't win. You know, they just keep rigging them. And so they're going to rig it against Bobby Kennedy. But I thought that was brilliant marketing to put out that picture. I don't think anyone's ever run for president in the history of America who has a body like Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime. And Bobby Kennedy seems to have one. So if that's real, if that's not photoshopped, because I got to tell you, I work out 2 hours a day at the gym and I look great. And my arms and chest look just like Bobby Kennedy. But my stomach doesn't look like that. His stomach looks like a 20-year-old with washboard abs on top of a great chest and a chiseled arms. And it just doesn't make sense. I've never seen a 69-year-old with washboard abs before. You'd have to not eat. I don't know how he did that. It's got to be that they played around with it online. And that, what's that? It's the Kennedy jeans. Yeah, right. The Kennedy men are all pudgy. So that ain't no Kennedy jeans. None of the Kennedys ever had a body like a world-class bodybuilder at the age of 29 and the guy's 69. So something about that picture looks to me like they played with the stomach for sure. But the rest of them certainly looks great. Congratulations, Bobby. You work out like a maniac like I do. And I give you great kudos. And you're in better shape than any presidential candidate ever. Even if they played with the picture online and edited it a little bit, still, you look amazing. And boy, did you knock Biden out. Biden's done. He's finished. He's a corrupt crook, and he wears diapers and goes poo-poo in his pants. Believe me, no one's voting for Biden. Even in the Democrat primary, no one's voting for Biden. They can't rig it, so they're going to have to get rid of him, and then they could rig it for Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama. That's what's about to happen. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and you know how I feel about gold. You know how I feel about the country. It's falling apart. It's going to hell in a handbasket. Satan's in charge. It's demonic. They want to convert your kid to transgender, and they want to destroy us, take away our money, put in central bank digital currency. The banks are all going under. You need Goldgate Capital right now at 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, to discover how physical gold and silver can help protect your savings and protect you from financial disaster. Just say war for Wayne Allyn Root to get up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate Capital now at 855-770-GOLD. Just say war to get up to $15,000 in free silver. War for Wayne Allyn Root, 855-770-GOLD. One other thing, by the way. The body that Bobby Kennedy Jr. displayed, gotta be steroids. I gotta tell you, gotta be. No 69-year-old in the world could work out that hard and produce a body with that many cuts and a washboard stomach unless it's been played with online or the man is on juice. I don't know if anyone's ever run for president on steroids, but he looks great. I don't know what to say. You just can't look that good. It's not even possible. By the way, we finally figured out a way to stop the Democrats from destroying us all with climate change. New York City is going to crack down on wood-fired pizza joints to reduce carbon emissions by up to 75%. You take away our pizza, there will be revolution in the streets of New York City. They will kill people over you taking away their pizza. Trust me, people will hang in the streets. They will hang and they will cheer them as they die. Never take our pizza away. You finally did.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
Thank you. USA News update. A new COVID-19 variant, EU11, has been found in multiple western states, including North and South Dakota, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, and Montana. The symptoms of the variant are yet to be determined. EU11 is believed to be highly transmissible. President Biden has unveiled a plan to enhance internet connectivity nationwide, with the White House allocating more than $40 billion.
Around 24 million Americans across this country, there's no high-speed internet. And for millions more, the internet connection is limited or unreliable.
The reasons for limited access include affordability constraints and residing in communities without fiber optic connections. NASA is launching a simulated Mars mission with four astronauts stationed at the Johnson Space Center in Houston for 12 months. The mission aims to study human dynamics during long-duration space travel. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
We'll be right back.
Rory, the Roots on Fire, very special guest coming up. We'll have him in just 1 second, the former governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich. First, we want to mention the big event coming up in Vegas, right here in Las Vegas. You know, my show is nationally syndicated, but I am based here in Las Vegas. I love Las Vegas. And Reawaken America Tour, run by General Michael Flynn and Clay Clark. They've had their Reawaken America Tour all over the United States, generally like 6, 7, 8 cities a year for the last 3 years. But they've never been to Vegas. And I've been trying, I've been pushing, I've been begging, I've been cajoling, and they finally agreed. And when you do Vegas, you got to do Vegas big, bigger, and better and than ever and anywhere before. That's what you do when you do Vegas. You got to be Elvis-like, right? So they're going to have as many as 10,000 people in attendance, and they've got 70 of the best conservative speakers in America, including yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root, both nights on the main stage, and most of the Trump family, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Lara Trump, Charlie Kirk will be there, Roger Stone, Mike Lindell, chairman of MyPillow, Michael Flynn, as in general, Michael Flynn, Alex Jones, the talk show host, Cash Patel. I mean, there's so many names that are so high profile. There's not enough time, but great, great names. Get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. Timetofreeamerica.com. I'll see you there both nights on the main stage in prime time, and I'll have a book signing for my new book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, number one book for several weeks at Amazon, number one. Timetofreeamerica.com, and use the promo code WAR to buy your tickets now and name your price. When you use the promo code WAR, you can name your price, and you get a chance to win backstage passes to hang out with all of us. Use the promo code WAR, timetofreeamerica.com. All right, Governor Rod Blagojevich is with us. He's the former Democrat governor of Illinois from 2003 to 2009, served 8 years in prison. How ridiculous. On federal charges of public corruption. I never believed it then. I don't believe it now. I believe he got a raw deal. I believe he's a good guy. He's one of the few Democrats I like. And I just think he was treated like Donald Trump's treated. He went up against the D.C. swamp and the deep state and Obama, and they smacked him down and destroyed his life the way they continually do and they try to do to Trump. Governor Rod, how are you?
It's a pleasure to finally meet you, Wayne. I discovered you in the fall of 2016 when I was in prison in the laundry room with my friend Donnie Lopez, who used to listen to your radio show. And you at this particular time were a guest for on a show by a guy by the name of Joe Pags. You know this?
Yeah,
guy?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Yeah, and you were on there, and you were really optimistic about Trump's chances to win when all the experts were saying that he didn't have a chance, and I believed every word you had to say then, and everything you just said now about me, I believe every single word of that, too.
Well, you better believe it, because I said I thought you were innocent and railroaded, so I hope you believe that, because you and I both know you were. Look, the deep state and the D.C. swamp and all these people that run the country and run the world, you know, they don't care about guys like you and me. I'm a blue-collar guy. I'm assuming you're from a blue-collar background as well. Yeah, I don't even know. Are you a blue-collar background, Rod?
Yeah, yes, my father was an immigrant from Yugoslavia, and he was a factory worker. He was a steel worker, and my mom was a working mom. She was a ticket agent. She passed out took fares and passed out transfers at the subway stations here in Chicago.
There you go.
Working people, never owned a home, really didn't really know anything about politics in America other than what they'd see on the TV news. But they loved America, both of them, and raised us to believe in what America is supposed to be. And so much of what this fight is today is exactly what America isn't supposed to be. And it's a fight worth having. And it's a fight, frankly, worth going to prison for. And among the reasons why I would never give in to those corrupt MFers, I'm going to be gentle here.
Yeah, exactly.
What they were doing is precisely what they're not supposed to do in America. They were acting like the KGB, police state politics, criminalizing things that aren't crimes. And when you don't give in, they're relentless, and then they punish you for fighting back. And I see what they're doing to President Trump, and it's, for me, deja vu all over again.
I'll give you a good word. I like to say mother truckers. On the air, I mean. Off the air, I say the real word. But on the air, I say mother truckers. And by the way, just so you know, Rod, I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. So my dad owned, yeah, my dad owned a little tiny butcher shop, and that was after working for 20 years for my grandfather, who owned the shop, and he was the butcher employee. Then he took over the shop, and my mother was the cashier and homemaker, throughout her whole life. She was home about 90% of the time, but she'd come in for a few hours a day and hand people back, you know, $3.20 change. That's my background. So you and I are blue-collar guys. In Mount Vernon, New York, right on the Bronx borderline. So okay. Very blue-collar area. I was raised in an all-Italian neighborhood surrounded by an all-black town. I went to all-black middle school, all-black high school. It was literally just me and a few Italian guys, and everybody else was African-American. And, it was just every day you had to fight for your life to make sure you won the respect of people who were different than you, didn't like you because they were different. And if you beat them in a fight, they liked you, and then you became friends. That's my upbringing, and I know how to fight. And that's so many people don't know how to fight in politics, only with their mouth. They don't know how to physically fight. And I think it's a big advantage for guys like you and me when you grew up blue-collar and you learn how to fight. It makes you a tough guy, and I think that's people like that. I really do.
Well, you know, Wayne, no pun intended, but you and I have similar roots, the way you just described your
background. Exactly. Exactly. So summarize what happened to you, because I don't think most people understand what happened. It was all about filling the Senate seat left when Obama became president. He was the U.S. Senator in Illinois, and suddenly you got in trouble because you were offering the Senate seat around, which to me at the time sounded like something that every politician in the entire America does the exact same thing, just like Trump is in trouble now for stuff that everybody does. I compare it to going 66 in a 65 zone, and they single you out and put you in jail for 10 years. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I would say with Trump and with me, it's kind of like doing 64 in the 65 zone.
There's no crime there you go. With Trump. That's funny.
And my whole thing started, ironically, with Obama himself. It happened on election night, November 2008, here in Chicago. It was a magical night. 500,000 people were there at Grant Park. The governor, me, and a lot of leading Democratic politicians and were there backstage. A union boss who had good relationships with both Obama and me came up to me and said, Barack called me last night. He wants a Valerie Jarrett for the Senate. He wants to know if I could call you and talk to you and see what you want. And that's what started the whole thing. It was a political deal that Obama had offered to me. And the next day I got done running something like 7 miles because I run and I'm laying on the floor in my family room just getting done talking to one of my aides. And I mentioned that I was approached by Obama's emissary, the union boss, and we discussed making a deal, and I said, this is effing golden. I'm not giving it up for nothing. And they twisted that and turned that into this big statement like it's some big crime. They never played the tape that comes after that, the next sentence, and then to this day they're covering those tapes up. And eventually the so-called attempt to sell a Senate seat was reversed by the appellate court. You know, Winston Churchill said, a lie can travel halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to put its pants on.
Right.
I'm still trying to get my pants up. They're about my knee level right now.
Well, wait, I got to say, there's one area where I am smarter than you. You're a brilliant guy. You got elected governor, so you're better than me. But there's one area I'm smarter than you. I never liked Obama. I never trusted Obama. I thought Obama was a slime bag from the first minute. And you sound, you know, because you're a Democrat, he was your state. You know, you were there at Grant Park and you loved the guy. And now you will agree with me, right? He's a bad guy, correct?
Well, I'm going to say two things. Number one, if I'm guilty of any crime, it's being the first governor in America to endorse Obama. Now, that might, if you want to criminalize that, I'll
put yes, you guilty. I'll put you in jail for that one.
Right. No, he's not the guy we all thought he was. He's a very selfish guy. And you look at the contrary. Not only that, but he has no conviction and no real strong beliefs. He just uses whatever works for his politics. He's very talented. But if you look at the difference between him and Trump, and there's so many of them, but I think the one that really stands out to me is the one guy went in to become became president of the United States and left the office and became a multimillionaire approaching a billionaire. The other guy, Trump, is a billionaire living a good life, decides to serve his country because it's been good to him. And I was facing all the things that he's facing with attacks and assaults, not only on his freedom, but also on his business and his business interests. It's a very different journey that these two guys have been on. Obama was just an establishment guy who talked a good game, changed nothing, promised a lot, did very little, and frankly would use anything to advance his political cause, including dividing our country. You know, one of the great surprises to me was that after he was elected president, I thought race relations in America took a giant step forward and that people of all communities and all races would love each other more, not less. But Obama is among the reasons why our country is further divided along race, because he cynically uses race as a political weapon.
Well, it's the same as I, hey, and Rod, this is what I argue now, that I've always been a Republican who's been very pro-gay rights my whole life. You want to be gay? Be gay. I don't care. But gays right now are so radical and so extreme with their transgender agenda and ideology and brainwashing with little kids at school, and the pride flag is supposed to be flown by military units and at American embassies, and every minute it's Pride Week, it's Pride Month. I want to vote vomit. I think they've set back gay rights 100 years. Everyone I know used to not care if you were gay, and now all my friends say to me, Wayne, I hate them now. And I go, don't hate gay people. They go, oh, I can't stand it. They're stuffing it down our throats. They're trying to destroy my kid's life and convert my kid. It's like they're setting gay rights down, and I think Obama set race relations down when they should have been able to set them in a positive direction, right?
Yes, I think those examples that you give, both of them are profound. Look, the ideal, I think, is what Dr. Martin Luther King said it ought to be. We should live in a country where there's people not by the color of their skin or their sexual orientation, but by the content of their character, pure and simple. And discrimination against anybody for reasons other than that is wrong.
Agreed.
And what you're suggesting is really interesting. You know, it's funny because I feel like I have a sister-in-law who's a lesbian, and she's great, and I love her. And she has a right to be that.
Right.
It seems like part of this LGBTQ political agenda is to say that if you're a lesbian, that's not enough. You got to change your gender. You have to. It's not enough just to be a girl who's a lesbian. You've got to become a boy. And I don't know enough about the details of all the medicine and all the rest, but it's a very different world that I returned home to, Wayne.
Yeah.
My own party, I don't recognize it.
I don't understand any of it. It's beyond my ability to even grasp what's going on. I just know if you tried any of this in my day, you would have got beat up so bad at school, you'd never come back. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Everybody, you got to be a closet Republican, but you can be openly gay and transgender. Very confusing. Hey, Rod, I don't want to say goodbye. We're going to a break. Can you stay for one more segment?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Great. Rod Blagojevich. I think a friendship has been formed. You and I got to get together next time you're in Vegas. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA. And never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wayne Allyn Root. We're back with former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. I want to make sure I thank the sponsor of this segment, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who is no longer with us, the late Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. But in his last year of his life, he worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you and to boost your immune system. He died, sadly, of lung cancer about a year and a half ago. But his revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. He also was searching for a way to address dormant viruses such as Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, chickenpox. If all of those sound familiar, people complain that after they get the COVID vaccine, what happens is they get a lot of these terrible things, Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, chickenpox. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. Use the promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. Z-Stack, Z-Shield, all of it at ZStackLife.com. Promo code WAR. All right, we're back with former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. He was governor from 2003 to 2009. He eventually served 8 years in prison, ridiculous, on federal charges. I think trumped up federal charges. They wanted to get him of public corruption. Nothing he did was anything that every politician in America would have done. And just like what's happening to Trump, let's talk about that for a minute. So, Governor, how are you? Welcome back.
I'm doing great, Wayne. It's really enjoyable meeting you. You remind me of my kind of guy.
Yes, you and I would have a great time in Las Vegas, see? So tell me about how you would compare what's happening to you to what's happening to Trump. In other words, people in power don't like when guys who are against the grain are in office or could be in office, like Trump could be again, and they try and take us down. And that's kind of what happened to you, and I believe that's kind of what's happening to Trump, correct?
Well, that's exactly right. Donald Trump is keeping his campaign promises to the people that he made when he was running for president in 2016, that he was going to drain the swamp, that he was going to fundamentally change the way business is done in Washington, reorder the priorities of government, and make them work more for, you know, everyday people. And when you do that and you actually push the system, and it's not just mere rhetoric, but it's actually something you're going to do, because most everybody else, Obama included, they run for office, they say all the right things. Once they get in, they join the club. But Trump didn't. And when you don't do that, then the club tries to swallow you up and destroy you. And that club isn't just Democrats against a Republican president. It's a bipartisan club.
Yes, it is.
It's a bipartisan swamp.
Yes, it is. I agree.
It's the case in Washington where I served as a congressman, Democrat congressman, who actually supported Nancy Pelosi. Here's another crime I committed. But it's a swamp that where the Democrats and Republicans, they disagree on the margins, but they're pretty much all part of the same team. And that kind of swamp exists in state government, too, here in Illinois and Springfield. And I'm sure it's the case in every state capital across the country. And when you got a true populist, the guy that really comes in to try to change something and keep his promises, he runs into that. And they try to destroy him. And they go to extra legal ways to destroy them because they can't beat them at the ballot box. Or they do things in elections that raise all kinds of questions on whether or not they really did beat somebody at a ballot box.
Well, just to show you how I believe now it's become not Republican against Democrat, but rather deep state against everybody else, you know who my new favorite, you know, obviously I'm a Trump guy. I'll always be a Trump guy. I'm behind Trump 110%. He's good friends of me. I literally got married and had my honeymoon at Mar-a-Lago. We sat next to President Trump and my new wife a year and a half ago. You know, I love the guy. He wrote a beautiful letter at my wedding to all the guests. He's been great to me. And I'm always going to be a Trump guy. But my new favorite politician other than Trump is RFK. Jr. I think he's a breath of fresh air. I think he's fantastic. And I think the deep state wants to take him down and destroy him for all the things he's saying about Ukraine and all the money being stolen there and the Pfizer and the vaccine and all the lies and cover-ups about the vaccine and the deep state. I think they want to kill or eliminate RFK Jr. as much as they want to eliminate Trump.
You know, it's funny you say that because just the other day I was meeting with one of my attorneys. We were having lunch, and we were talking about presidential politics. He's a very, very liberal Bernie Sanders voter who loves, but who's anti-establishment. And we both discussed this, and I told him, with basically what you said, my list of presidential preferences, Trump number one, RFK Jr. number two.
There you go.
They're both willing to actually raise questions and issues and argue for policies that are very much different from what the establishment is for and what the establishment has resisted for years. You know, in 2005, they talk a big game, the politicians, Democrats and Republicans. Ted Kennedy and John McCain were on a bill to re-import prescription drugs from Canada because we make prescription drugs with these big pharmaceutical companies and charge people here in America more than what they charge in places like Canada. And so the FDA refused to allow the reimportation of prescription drugs. So Democrats and Republicans got on the bill, but they talked the big game but never passed it.
Right.
So I was the governor, and we went to Canada and did it and brought those safe and affordable same prescription drugs made by
right.
the same companies and offered them to our seniors as a low-income people for half the price.
Right.
And it could be among the reasons why these people came after me, because you're willing to actually do real things to challenge the system. Trump does it, and I think Bobby Kennedy Jr. will do it.
Yeah, I think, Rod, that anybody who challenges Big Pharma, they come after you every single time. So that may very well have been part of the reason you took that downfall. It may very well be, because if you cross Pfizer and Moderna and all these big companies, boy, they got enough money to come after anybody. They pay for every ad on Fox News and CNN. Doesn't matter whether you're a conservative or a liberal. Hey, Rod, I want to have you back on my TV show. I'll make sure that Andrew Paul, my EP, my executive producer, knows I want to grab you for our TV show in the next couple weeks. And next time you're in Vegas, you and I are buddies. Let's exchange numbers. Former governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich, and he is a good guy, and I'm glad that Trump gave you the pardon and got you out of there. Thank you, Rod. Great to have you on.
Thank you, Wayne, and congratulations on your wedding. I hope the two of you live happily ever after.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.